Another day, another politician caught out by Section 44 of the Constitution. And today, Independent Senator Jackie Lambie made an emotional revelation to Parliament.
I received confirmation this morning that my grandfather had in fact renounced. This makes my dad a Brit by descent, and therefore it makes me one too. It is with great regret to inform the Chamber and my colleagues of my resignation. I've been found to be ineligible by way of dual citizenship.
It means she was ineligible to contest the 2016 election and has resigned from Parliament. She's warned the government against using her absence to get workplace laws and other bills, which she opposed, through the Senate until her replacement is determined by a High Court-ordered special count. She says her greatest disappointment is that her time in the upper house has been cut short.
I'm also saddened that I didn't get to achieve so much of what I was working to achieve. I couldn't help everyone who needed my help. It's my greatest disappointment in my time here. I don't know what will happen next, personally or politically for me. The government may be tempted to use my absence as an opportunity. To do so would be a mistake, because while I may not be here, the Jackie Lambie Network should still be represented, just as those who voted for the Jackie Lambie Network deserve to have their votes represented.
And while she didn't see eye to eye with many others over the years, tributes flowed nonetheless. Federal opposition leader Bill Shorten praised her hard work.
She hasn't always voted with me on every issue, but I like her. In terms of what she does in the future, I wish her well, but I just want to say I think it's a real tragedy that she's had to step down.
Similar sentiments from across the political divide, with Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt sorry to see her go.
I actually respect and have had a very good relationship with Jackie, and I'm actually sorry for everybody that has been knocked out on this basis.
The domino effect of the citizenship saga doesn't end there. In a surprise move, Labor's recruited former New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally to stand in the Bennelong by-election. The Sydney seat's up for grabs after sitting MP John Alexander was forced to step down because of his dual citizenship. Ms Keneally says her political comeback will lead Bennelong in the right direction.
I am running because this is a moment. This is an opportunity for the community in which I live to stand up and say to Malcolm Turnbull, your government is awful. Enough is enough. We have had enough of your poor services. We have had enough of your poor policies, and we have had enough of your poor leadership.
The poll will be held on December the 16th, 2 weeks after another by-election test for the Turnbull government in the seat of New England, vacated by former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce because of his dual citizenship. In a bid to end the citizenship crisis once and for all, Labor and the Coalition have agreed to a December 1st deadline for senators to publicly disclose details of their Australian citizenship or renunciation of foreign ties. However, it's unclear whether the deadline will also apply to lower house members.